listener production.
Good morning, I'm James Lake. It's now been revealed the Sydney bishop who was attacked on Monday night was stabbed six times in the incident. A 16-year-old boy is now facing a bedside hearing today after being charged with a terror offence. New South Wales Police Commissioner Karen Webb alleges the attack was targeted.
We also allege that the boy had travelled for 90 minutes to attend that location from his home address. He is a 16-year-old. He will appear at a children's court.
The PM will be in Melbourne today to announce a $12 million boost to national cancer screening services, with Elbow saying new technology now has the ability to pick up the smallest of lesions.
It means that cancers can be caught sooner. We all know that cancer is something that's affected someone we love or someone we know, and this piece of technology will be vital for saving lives, but it will also wait times.
More than three quarters of formal complaints being made about cyberbullying to our nation's e-safety watchdog have now come from kids aged 16 and under in the past year. The most common form of abuse being flagged is people experiencing nasty comments or serious name-calling. And the trucking industry has blocked a trial of driverless trucks for the first time in Australia, which was due to start overnight in Victoria. Opponents claimed it would lead to mass petrol shortages because the trials would slow down freight traffic moving around Melbourne, including overnight fuel deliveries to servos. The government has told Transurban to hit the brakes on the trial and undertake more consultation.